You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio, because this show is god-awful.
All right.
Yo.
Colin Doyle live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today. You know, we're going to tell you why that terrible Lions-Cowboys game exposed an NFL rule that could destroy America as we know it.
Unbelievable.
And why Michigan got totally screwed in the college football playoff, even though they won.
Yeah, completely
also,
unfair. Totally unfair to them.
Every NFL coach should be on the hot seat. We'll explain that. It's going to be totally obvious.
But it's crazy.
First, you know, as we told you, we are finalists for the Sports Podcast Awards.
Oh, yeah.
In the category of Best Sports Comedy, even though the show is clearly not a comedy. And you know, Tony, what we've been thinking, right, is that we think it's because people like how we make fun of the Cowboys.
Exactly, because they suck so bad.
Yeah. No.
Why are you even talking?
It's an idiot producer. What?
Actually, it's just because they're laughing at you, not with you.
Well, I'm going to be shooting at you.
Yeah, and you know who's laughing at you? Every girl on Tinder. Oh, you're done. Get out of here.
Tony. You know, that probably locked up the trophy right there. But, you know, just
that
in
is.
Case,
that did it.
You out there, go click the link in the description of this episode or the show profile page and go vote now.
Yo.
All right, now turning to today's show. You know, Tony, this guy we're bringing on, he seems to get tickets to every major sporting event. He was
I
at
don't
the
understand.
Super Bowl last year. Now he was at the Rose Bowl. This guy's probably spending thousands of dollars every day anyway.
Exactly.
We're going to tell you and him why the Rose Bowl was a travesty of a game. And the host of the Arash Markazi show, Arash Markazi, joining us.
And we're likely to Arash him from this show.
Can't wait for that, Tony. Yeah. Anyway, right now, it's time for a word from our good friends at Stamps.com. If you're over the age of 85, then you know how important stamps are. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. I mean, even younger people around age 65 need stamps. The other day, I saw my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, mailing a huge stack of letters at the post office. I said, "Nunzio, you must be tired from licking all those stamps." And he said, "No, I'm tired from licking your aunt's sweat." Actually, you know what? Let's just move on.
Just, anyway, let's just keep going. Go to stamps.com, enter the promo code BOOSCO, and get a complimentary red mailbox flag when you purchase 100,000 stamps or more. What a deal.
Wow.
Stamps.com. There you go.
Another check
anyway,
in the mail.
Right, let's get right into it, Tony. Our top story.
Top story.
First out the gate, just a terrible and clearly fraudulent ending to the Lions-Cowboys game.
Horrible.
After the Lions saw a game-winning two-point conversion come off the board because the refs said the Lions offensive lineman, the guy who caught the pass, had not reported as an eligible receiver.
What is that?
Even though several replays showed he did.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tony, this situation has just exposed more corruption in the NFL officiating system, hasn't it?
Absolutely. If you ask me, there's a clear reason why the ref didn't know the Lions player was reporting. I bet it was because the Lions player knew he had to whisper because he knew the ref was wearing a microphone and knew the Cowboys were probably listening and hearing the play.
Yep.
We all know you got to be super careful with what you say these days because there are microphones everywhere. I mean, there's a microphone in front of me right now.
Frightening perspective there, Tony. And another thing, you know, why the hell does a player have to tell the ref that he's eligible to catch a pass?
No
and,
clue.
And to be perfectly frank, why is it only the fat guys on the field that have to do this? I mean, to me, this seems like straight up discrimination and fat shaming. I mean, is the NFL saying that these guys are just too fat to catch a football?
This is clear anti-fat guy bias.
Yep.
And here's another thing that concerns me. If we allow this rule in football, then what's next? Will point guards have to ask the referee if they can grab a rebound?
Yep.
Will tennis players have to ask the guy up in the chair if they can return a serve?
Yep.
When we fight wars, will our military generals have to clear it with other countries before we bomb them? Yep. This is a very dangerous and slippery slope.
Such great thought-provoking questions there, Tony. And you know, one more thing.
Thank you.
How come when a quarterback throws a pass forward, only a couple guys can catch it? But when he's hit as he's throwing, well, the ball goes up into the air and then everyone can catch it. You know, to me, it seems like then you should always have one of your own players hit your quarterback from behind as they throw the ball so that way anyone on the team can catch it.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
There you go. All right. Moving to the Eagles, rumors are swirling that Nick Sirianni could be on the hot seat after this season. Now, some people say, well, that's ridiculous because he's won 11 games and, you know, can still win the division. But, Tony, these people are absolute morons, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, 11 wins used to be a lot of wins, but not anymore. First of all, you have to adjust for game inflation. There's an extra game now, so it's really 10 wins.
Yep.
And when you think about it, week one doesn't really count because nobody's ready. So it's really 9 wins.
Yep.
And, you know, the Giants and Commanders suck this year. So really, this is just a 5-win team when you think about it.
I hate to say it, but that was 100% true, Tony. And, you know, if you ask me, any coach who doesn't go 17-0 should be on the hot seat. I mean, if you don't demand perfection, well, you're not going to get perfection. Isn't that right, Tony?
100%. In fact, the other day I checked my Powerball ticket and I saw I hit all 5 white numbers but missed the red Powerball. So you know what I did? I took that ticket and I threw it in the trash because I'm in it to win it all. Yep. I will accept nothing less than perfection. And so should the Eagles.
such a respectable and admirable decision there, Tony. And now moving to a big controversy on the Pat McAfee show. Aaron Rodgers, in the middle of an interview, came out and claimed that late night host Jimmy Kimmel would be on the list of names of Jeffrey Epstein clients. And when Jimmy Kimmel asked for an apology, Pat McAfee defended Aaron Rodgers by saying that he was, quote, just talking shit. And you got to see where Pat McAfee's coming from here, Tony, don't you? Because this happens all the time, doesn't it?
All the time. In fact, the other day, I said Dak Prescott isn't doing anything to stop illegal immigration because he's clearly part of a vast heroin smuggling ring. And then this moron I was talking to got angry and asked if I had any proof. And I said, you know, I was just talking shit.
Yeah, you were just talking shit, you know, like
exactly,
the other day,
just having some fun talking.
I was talking to someone
shit
about Brock Purdy, and I said, you know, he's from San Francisco, so he probably shoots fentanyl mixed with heroin into unwanted babies.
Totally.
And also shits in the street.
Totally.
And then this guy, he got all angry at me, and he said, yeah, where's your proof? And I was like, I was just talking
shit. We're just talking shit.
Relax.
Come on. Relax.
Come on. Happens all the time.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
Anyway, let's just move on to
let's just keep
college
going.
Football, where, you know, Michigan may have beaten Alabama in the semifinal there, but they still got screwed. And the reason is,
clearly,
is that Michigan had the number one seed. Well, the whole point of getting the number one seed is that you get to play a shitty team.
There you go.
Michigan should have gotten to play FSU instead of Alabama because FSU is clearly the shittier team.
Yep.
And instead of winning by 60 or 70, you know, poor Michigan had to waste energy going in overtime. That's not fair at all, is it, Tony?
Not at all. In college basketball, the number one seed gets to play a team that won about 8 games and barely knows how to play basketball.
Yep.
Then they get to win by 70 or 80 points in a totally boring game that's over 2 minutes into the first half. That is fairness.
Great point, Tony. And now something we do have to get to, a special update here. This is breaking pickleball news.
Wow.
Breaking pickleball news.
All right, well, this reportedly happened a month ago, but I guess pickleball news is slow or something because nobody cares.
Yeah.
Well, that isn't till now, right, Tony?
What happened?
Because this kind of just in, Super Bowl hero Nick Foles just added another notch to his Hall of Fame resume. He won gold medals in the men's doubles and mixed doubles pickleball championships at the PPA finals in San Clemente in December. Congratulations.
To Nick
Foles. And Tony, your reaction?
I'm just floored. You know, now that Nick Foles is a champion at pickleball, he's entered the most hallowed category in all of sports, the two-sport athlete.
Yep.
He now joins the shortlist of Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. And, you know, frankly, Nick Foles' accomplishments are actually more impressive.
Yep.
Baseball and football have been around forever. You have so much time to learn those sports.
Yep.
But Foles mastered pickleball in just a few months, proving once again why he's the superior athlete.
There you go, Tony, and congratulations once again to Mr. Nick Foles.
Congrats,
anyway,
Nick Foles.
I'd definitely love to talk about that more, but guest is coming on the line, so let's bring him on the Fusco satellite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy hosts the Arash Makazi show, where he apparently spends hours each day talking about how much he has a hard-on for the Lakers and Cowboys. At least that's what we've been told, since we'll never waste our time listening to that show. Right. Anyway, let's just bring him on here. Arash Makazi, welcome back to the
welcome
show.
Welcome back.
What a pleasure. I mean, I think it's my third or fourth time. I am a friend of the show now, but although, like, I can't say that myself. You have to say that. But
more let's,
like
enemy, let's not but push okay. it. We'll see.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not making friends with that.
Yeah, you're putting the horse inside
anyway,
the cart.
Look, first,
just relax.
Of course, we have to discuss the biggest news, the breaking news you just heard about. Of course, Nick Foles winning two pickleball gold medals.
Unbelievable.
Now officially a two-sport athlete like Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. Arash, your reaction. Yeah.
Like anything Nick Foles does, I'm supporting. I'm
there
a fan
you
of
go.
The underdog. What a great story, Nick Foles.
Wouldn't you say that, you know, it's actually more impressive than what Bo and Deion did? Because, you know, baseball and football, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got tons of time to learn it. Yeah. But, you know, pickleball, that's new. I mean,
no.
Look how fast he dominates.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 20 years from now, we could be talking about pickleball being a major sport. So he's ahead of his time, Mr. Nick Foles.
Wow. Okay. Arash trying to kiss ass. We like it, though. Okay.
See, he's
very
trying
good.
To walk it back. He wants so much to be a friend of the show. That
exactly.
I think he's just
kissing
playing
ass.
Into that. Anyway. Yo. All right. Let's get the wire here. Right. You know, you were at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, such a terrible game, right?
Horrible.
And such a bad
bro.
Look for the playoff committee. You know, clearly Michigan got screwed here because they were the one seed. The whole point of being a one seed is that you get to play a shitty team.
Exactly.
FSU was clearly the shittier team than Alabama and should have been in the playoff.
There
you
go.
Don't you agree?
Wait, I thought it was a fantastic game. Like, are you saying that you don't like Michigan playing a...
It was horrible.
You know, poor Michigan, they had to go into overtime when they should have been up by 60 at that point.
They won, and it was a fantastic overtime game, a classic Rose Bowl, New Year's Day. I mean, a slice of Americana. They're in Pasadena.
Are you kidding me? Wouldn't it have been more fun if Michigan was playing Florida State and they were up by 70 in the second quarter and everyone's
you would have
partying?
Been loving it.
That would be fun for who? Who would
for
that
fairness.
Be
for? People who appreciate fairness, unlike you. You know,
you
what's
don't
the point
understand.
Of having a one seed if you don't, you know, in college basketball, Michigan would have played, you know, go f yourself in a national.
Yeah.
I thought we got a great day, night of football there. Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, both coming down to the last play. I don't understand how you could watch that.
He doesn't get it.
And
he doesn't get it. Let's just keep moving.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't understand.
This
you know,
this is the kind of analysis you get on the Arash Makazi show.
Yeah,
everything's
exactly.
great, people. Everything's wonderful. All right. Well, look, we'll try you again in college football. You know,
yeah,
the
let's
other
stick
big
with
story,
college football.
Of course, Arash. These bowl game sitouts, players
disgrace.
Skipping these games for fear of injury. You know, important games like the Pop-Tarts Bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think this is an embarrassment to our country. I mean, imagine if soldiers sat out World War II. We'd probably be in captivity right now. How embarrassed are you by this behavior?
Listen, when we go to the 12-team playoff, I think that's even going to be worse for these Pop-Tarts Bowl and stuff like
clearly
that.
Clearly you're very familiar with it. Can't even pronounce
unbelievable.
Pop-Tarts. Hard to say that, Tony. I mean, you know, I hate to ask you to pronounce a five-letter word. Might trip you up.
Yeah.
What does it matter to you if a guy sits out the Pop-Tarts Bowl? I mean, does it hurt?
Because it's his duty to his team.
Yeah. What about loyalty and respect?
If I'm an NFL scout and I see a person abandoning his team like that, he's off my board.
He's out. No. See you in the UFL.
Listen, these guys have better things to do than playing the Idaho Potato Bowl and the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The playoffs, the Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Championship Game, those games matter. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, come on, guys. What are we doing?
Wow. It's amazing they give you tickets to any game after that kind of terrible answer.
You should be 86th from all the bowl games.
You're gonna have a very empty December next year, Arash.
Yeah,
all right, let's move on.
Your schedule's
Aaron Rodgers, as you know, in very hot water over the comments he made on the Pat McAfee show. You know, he claimed that Jimmy Kimmel could be on the Epstein list when it turned out he wasn't. Now, you know, Pat McAfee came out and defended Aaron Rodgers, you know, and he said, hey, you know, he's just talking shit. Tony, give him that example.
Arash, the other day, I told some guy that Dak Prescott is doing nothing to stop illegal immigration in Texas because he's part of a vast heroin smuggling ring. Isn't that just talking shit?
Yup.
No. I think there is a difference between trash talking and insinuating that someone is a criminal of some sort. I think there's a fine line there, and I think we can figure out where that line is. I think Aaron Rodgers crossed that line, unfortunately.
Oh, really? But what do you call journalism? How are you supposed to know what he's doing unless you ask the questions?
Isn't journalism just essentially talking shit?
Right. Is Brock Purdy injecting babies with heroin? I don't know. I just don't know. Got to investigate.
The great thing about a document is you could actually read the entire document, which is what journalists did. And guess whose name was not on those documents? Was Jimmy Kimmel. So
we didn't know that until they came out. In all fairness, you know.
Yeah.
What Aaron Rodgers says. By the way, this is not a former Philadelphia player of some sorts. You guys shouldn't care. I don't know why he has a platform every week on that show.
Oh, you're jealous. You know, that's why. You're
this
jealous.
Is the biggest audience he's ever had right now.
Yeah, he's jealous.
So you
exactly.
got to understand. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. Anyway.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Cowboys.
Ugh.
You know, you're reportedly a Dallas Cowboys homer, as we know.
Oh.
We don't listen to your show, but we've been told. Don't you feel that the win over the Lions was tainted because of that nonsensical rule that a lineman can't catch a pass from the quarterback? I mean, don't you think linemen should be able to catch passes on every play? Because, you know, to me, this is just an example of discrimination, Arash.
Yeah,
you know, they're basically saying the overweight
guy
guys
bias.
Are not good enough to catch. Isn't that terrible?
No, listen, I think the defense has the right to know who is an eligible receiver. And if they don't know, if it wasn't announced, if the referee didn't make that clear to the defense, he's ineligible. And at the end of the day,
why should the defense get the advantage? Hey, defense, this is what the offensive play is going to be. Isn't that unfair to the defense?
Now, you guys are watching enough football to know that they will say number 79 is eligible. Number 79 is eligible. They didn't do that before the play. So the defense is saying this guy's an offensive lineman. He can't catch that. He can catch a pass if they say he is eligible to catch it.
Yeah,
he
but was, it's a very slippery slope. You got to admit.
It's a slippery slope, Arash.
Will our generals in the military have to ask before they bomb a country? It's very slippery slope,
bro. It's fine. I think that was the correct call.
Yeah, of course you do.
You
have completely non-biased judgment.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Okay. Cowboys.
Yeah. All right, anyway, look, let's talk Eagles.
Let's talk about a real team here.
Although I'm afraid to do that here.
Yeah.
All right, you know, people are saying
team.
Nick Sirianni should be on the hot seat, even though he's won 11 games this year, and we totally 100%
agree. He should be on the hot seat.
You know, don't you think every coach who doesn't go 17-0 should be on the hot seat. I mean, if you think about it, if you don't demand perfection, you won't get perfection. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I don't know why you would fire or even put him on a lukewarm seat. He's not on a hot seat. He's not even.
He
on
didn't
a,
go 17-0.
Oh, come on. What is that? What, the last team to go undefeated during the regular season. How did their season play out? The New England Patriots. We both know how that season played out.
Yup, and finally Belichick's going to get fired for that.
Finally, he's getting his comeuppance.
You're a Cowboys fan. What about the one thing Jerry Jones did right in his whole career? He fired Jimmy Johnson because winning the Super Bowl wasn't enough. The Cowboys lost. They lost four games that year, and Jerry was like, "What are we celebrating? We lost four games. You're through. Get out of here."
Worst decision ever. I mean, that he had a team that won three Super Bowls in 4 years. They haven't won anything since.
No. You want to know what the worst decision ever was?
Yeah.
The worst decision was having you back on this
show. Yeah, that was the worst decision.
Arash, you're a Arash from this show. You're off the show.
You're off the show.
Yeah. You don't even
see
know anything.
Ya.
Yeah, you, no wonder you're so bad. You don't
Goodbye.
Expect perfection. You're an
You're done. Perfection is when you're leaving the show.
Go get tickets to Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, we are never having that clown on the show again, Tony.
Yeah, I've heard of kamikaze. That was a kamikaze.
Oh, good one there, Tony. You
Thank
know, way,
you.
To, way to bring it up a notch after
yeah.
that.
And, here we
a
go.
A great way to close out the show.
He's
you know,
not going to ruin the show.
Also thank
Let's go out on a high note.
Stamps.com.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
If it isn't someone, I'd like to send non-return mail out of the country.
Yeah, what do you want?
Corrections.
What? What? Hurry up.
You said after the Lions-Cowboys game that every player on the field should be an eligible receiver all the time.
Yeah, bro, totally.
Yeah, it would improve the game.
No, it would ruin the game. You could only have a few eligible receivers at a time.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're eligible. To receive my knife.
Yeah. And you know who's always an eligible receiver? Your mother. Oh, you're done.
Great one, Tony.
We're finished.
No. You said FSU should have been in the college football playoff because they were worse than Alabama.
Yeah. They screwed Michigan, bro.
Yeah. The number one seed deserved the easier opponent.
But that makes no sense. The best four teams should be in the playoff. That's the whole point.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to point my gun at your balls.
Yeah, and there's going to be a hole in your body. Oh, we're done. Let's get out of here. No more.
By the way, Tony, you said you threw away a Powerball ticket that matched five white numbers.
Yeah, bro. No participation trophies. Winners only.
Yeah, bro.
That ticket was a winner. If you match five white numbers, you win $1 million. So you just threw away $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what else I'm going to throw away? Your burned corpse.
Yeah. You know what I need more than $1 million? For you to shut the fuck up. Oh, he's done. He's
Great
soaking
one, Tony.
His
See,
shit.
We're the real winners. And just to prove it, guess who's coming on the show next week, Tony?
Who?
Yeah, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, and now two-sport athlete, Nick Foles will be here.
Oh, we get
Don't
to talk
forget,
pickleball with the master.
The Sports Podcast Awards. We'll
Go
take
vote
the
for
award,
us.
You know, whatever.
Tell your
and
friends and family to vote.
Follow, visit our merch store.
Yeah, buy all the merch.
You know, buy all the merch.
Yeah.
And hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.